this episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid, the fake news media helping out Kamala Harris at every single turn. We're going to break down the absolute coordinated attack on reality, and that is President Trump expanding his lead over Kamala Harris. Additionally, President Trump returns to X tonight, Twitter, X, Elon Musk, President Trump, for an interview that is probably going to get hundreds of millions of views. Will it break the all-time record? We're going to talk about that. And AI, digital images, fake images of Kamala Harris's crowd. What is going on? Is she actually drawing big crowds, or is it AI fake images? All that and so much more. I want to welcome everybody to this very special Monday edition of the show today. It is August 12th, and I need you to help us get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys have to do that. That is the thumbs up on the browser. That is the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of these Rumble leaderboards because it is the only place that we belong. So, we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frank is ready. You better be too. And let's go. Hello, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming to you live from New York. It is Monday. It is August 12th. And I am joined in studio by the one and only. He's the most bass producer in the game, but you know what? Nobody's perfect. Sometimes he forgets to pay the electricity bill. That was today, so he is working in the dark. The rest of the studio, I guess, is run on battery power. Producer Frankie, how we doing?
You're a funny guy, Mike. You're a funny guy, but guess what? We call it an act of God, okay? Every single office in this building has lost power. And for us, all I did was I just lost some lights and everything else. Everything else in this beautiful studio is running flawlessly. So let's go.
Yeah.
Unreal.
God wants us to broadcast. God wants us on the air. I mean, literally, I said to Frankie, there's a power outage at the building completely, but we're on. He's like, yeah, I mean, like, you know, just this particular outlet where these computers are plugged in works, and the rest of the building is shut down. And I'm like, it's an act of God. God wants us on the air. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Can't beat God. Can't beat Trump, as Jeremy Harrell says. All right. So, listen, guys, we got a big show for you today. And over the weekend, I noticed a coordinated freak out amongst people who have a very weak stomach. Listen, here's my thing I say to you. Why are right-wingers freaking out? Why are people getting so, spooked on the right? Whenever the chips seem to be down, there's always a chorus of people who get in an uproar and they get scared. They get worried. They cannot handle when the shots are being fired. It's easy to be a Trump supporter when we're destroying Joe Biden and killing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris didn't make a deal with Barack Hussein Obama and she's just a cackling whore. It's easy to make a deal when President Trump is at the helm, okay, dominating Crooked Hillary in 2016 with the incredible you'd be in jail lines. But it's harder to be a supporter of President Trump if you're weak-minded when the fake news launches the all-out attack. The all-out attack is designed to demoralize people who have weak minds. They're with us, but they have weak minds. They start pointing fingers. They start placing blame. They start freaking out. Kind of reminds me of President Trump back in 2016 with Access Hollywood. Remember that? Access Hollywood tape and all that stuff. I didn't flinch. Again, I wasn't in media at the time, but I still said he was going to win. And he won. And everyone was doom and gloom. January 6th. At the Capitol, everyone was doom and gloom. Everyone said, Trump is finished. Trump is done. I said, absolutely not. The impeachments, all the other things. Some people started to whenever the things start to go wayward, whenever the press cycle says we're going to latch onto something and attack somebody for a certain purpose, that is when you see people who don't have the stomach for this kind of, show they don't belong. These things are predictable. Okay? It's predictable. New York Times and the fake news in an onslaught coordinated campaign. Think about it. Kamala Harris was a nobody from nothing, and the Biden-Harris campaign had zero interest and zero enthusiasm. CNN and the New York Times and the fake news were saying, Biden's done. Biden's done. Trump is winning. Trump is winning. You think that that wasn't a setup? Oh, it's great. Trump's surging. It's amazing. All these people, these influencers are thinking about how they're going to do the next 4 years and where their desk is going to be in Washington, D.C. And it's like, guys, it's called the rope-a-dope. They wanted to rope us into thinking it was real news. Biden's done. Oh, look, CNN's being honest. Then they get what they really want, okay? And then it's unleashing the dog shit, okay? A little Wolf of Wall Street reference. Kamala Harris time. And then they flood the zone with these headlines to get you to think that they're still real and that that's kind of real news. And then the weak right-wingers freak out. And this is what you see. Kamala Harris leads Donald Trump in these three key swing states. The new poll finds how Kamala Harris has fundamentally changed the race. There's a new one that came out from Axios. Kamala Harris better suited for the economy. Ha! Inside the worst 3 weeks of Donald Trump's campaign ever. What's changed from Donald Trump's campaign? In the last 3 weeks, or the 3 weeks prior. Has anything changed? No. Just the way the fake news boosts Kamala. It's the only thing that's changed. In fine-tuning his attacks on Kamala Harris, Donald Trump has tried using her words against her. He doesn't know how to handle Kamala Harris. Are you kidding me? Oh, a former California lawmaker said Donald Trump has mixed up one black politician from another in his helicopter story. By the way, it was Willie Brown. Trump knew Willie Brown. And, you know, I know that because in letters to Trump, like the book that Trump put out like a couple months ago, a year ago, literally him and Willie Brown at a poker table said, oh, me and Willie Brown had a thing on the helicopter. Another fake story. Oh, Trump's slipping. Trump's losing. And Trump's not doing public events. Trump did a press conference. Why is he doing his press conference? Who's running the campaign? They're letting Kamala Harris take the lead. They're letting Kamala Harris get big crowd sizes. They're letting the press write these things. Stop. Oh, my goodness. The debate. The terms of the debate. They're going to be unfair to Trump in the debate. Stop. Guys, anybody right now who's bugging is feeding into what they want us to do right now. And that is a collective freakout where fake news becomes reality because we let it become reality. This is the reality of what's going on. I follow all polling institutes and Rasmussen, okay, who's been polling the race, who actually called the race in 2016 perfectly. They're one of the only people who did call the race perfectly, said that they've been polling Trump and Hillary. They did poll Trump and Hillary. Trump and Harris daily. They were polling Trump and Hillary, but now they're polling Trump and Harris daily. And this is what they've been doing every single day. And they said in a very strange development that all the other polling institutions stopped polling on August 4th. So President Trump was beating Kamala every single day. But all of a sudden, August 4th, the mainstream press outlets that were running polls, everybody but Rasmussen stopped doing polls. They all stopped. Why did they all stop for a day in coordinated sync? So they could find out how to like take the data set. You could make a poll say anything. Nobody reads beneath the surface level. They just read, okay, there's a poll. So if you change the way you collect the sample size of the poll, saying, i.e., okay, what's the thing? We're gonna disproportionately sample black women. What do you think that's going to do? Obviously, it's going to have an effect. So all the polling institutes stopped doing polls on a certain day. And then they all have Harris just booming with zero, like, she hasn't put out any policy positions. She hasn't done anything very consequential. She hasn't given a speech. It's off a teleprompter. She hasn't given an interview. She hasn't, used her position as the vice president to unleash a policy where she could say, look, I'm an effective, you know, purveyor and, legislator and executive leader. I'm able to make things happen. You would think that she, at least in like her position as vice president, will be able to throw some chum out to the base to make it look like, oh, I'm doing something. No. She reads a scripted line. She has a fake news and the fake polls cover for her. And then weak right-wingers go, oh my goodness, the campaign needs a shakeup. Sound the alarm. Stop it. This is the reality where we're at right now. Trump continues to be up on Kamala Harris by as many points as he was up on Joe Biden by. Let's think about common sense here, guys. You think Kamala Harris is creating excitement all of a sudden out of nowhere? Joe Biden got no excitement, but he got 81 million votes. Nobody wanted to see him. Kamala Harris, nobody has cared about Kamala Harris whatsoever. She got 2% in her home state. But she's now this amazing leader who's pulling votes away from Trump. Are you kidding me? How could you have a polling set that has Trump going down and Kamala going up and then the pollsters say, oh, well, you know, Trump voters are coming to Kamala. Come on. Does one of those people exist, especially in the wake of the Tim Walz pick? It's fake. It's as fake as this. Frankie pups on screen. Kamala Harris all of a sudden is drawing these mega crowds. And it's funny because Trump has always said, and I always said this, how are the Democrats going to fake it in 2024? You know, in 2020, there was COVID. And during COVID, they were able to hide the crowds. Oh, the Republicans have big crowds because they don't care about COVID. They're heathens. But the Democrats care, and that's why they're only there in the little circles because they're social distancing. And, you know, they really support Biden, but they're not all out there. Now, we all knew that was bullshit because subsequently in the next 3.5 years, okay, of Biden's illegitimate presidency, nobody ever showed up for him ever. Literally never. And nobody's ever showed up for Kamala. Nobody showed up for the Biden 2024 reelection campaign. Kamala Harris announces, and you know, it's funny, when Kamala Harris announced, she had a rally with Josh Shapiro, okay, who's way more popular than Tim Walz ever was, in Pennsylvania. And her first rally where she had it with Shapiro, there was a gymnasium of about like 200 people. And we were all kind of clowning her, like me included, on X, on Twitter, saying, oh, this is like hilarious. Like, she's getting no fanfare. Same old, same old. And then right after that Shapiro rally, all of a sudden, they had the Megan Thee Stallion concert. And then ever since then, Kamala's been drawing mega crowds, where they literally copy and paste Trump's real crowds, filled arenas and filled up airport hangars, okay? And recreate the scene. And I'm telling you guys, these scenes are AI. These scenes are not real. Oh, but Mike, there's video evidence of it. There's video of it. Shut up. Unless you are 100% conclusive that it was real and you were there, then it's fake. These people literally were able to steal an election. You don't think they're able to manipulate video footage of a crowd and pictures and video to make it look like there were more people there? There's obviously the reflection on the plane. Like, you look at the plane of like where the plane and the picture of the plane and like what's reflecting off you normally. If you're looking into like the white of the plane, like there, you see the people in the crowd in the reflection, but it's just an empty tarmac. And Frankie, you've noticed things about this as well. Frankie, what do you think?
Well, for one, if you look at the photo, there's no tail number on that plane. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, but I believe the tail number of Air Force Two is 80002. That's it. They all have them on both sides, and there's nothing there. I mean, it's so sloppy. I mean, it is so obvious when you look at the reflections of the whole fuselage of that plane. There's a reflection, and you can clearly see it in the, because listen, remember, they take a lot of pride in these planes, our military, and they clean them every day because they're literally the eye. Yeah. I mean, it literally represents our United States. The beautifully clean plane shows a reflection of the tarmac, which is just asphalt. And then you can see the hangar in the background, the empty hangar. And there is no crowd to be seen on the reflections. But, of course, in the it's such a joke. They didn't even put a tail number.
And Frankie, I mean, it's like everyone who's like, here's the other thing that right-wingers do. They try to have like this intellectual superiority and they go, well, that's not AI. We're losing our cause when we say that that's AI. No, it's AI. Just like the video of Joe Biden giving the interview when somebody was poorly editing it in real time. And there's like this like line on his neck that has him two different races. Okay. He's like super pale white. And then like, he's like darker on like under the neck and over the neck. It's like someone was editing and brushing up his face. As he's on video, you don't think they have the most advanced video? So, like, there's this, like, cutoff, and everyone's like, it's obviously fake. And then there's the other one, the video of him when he was speaking, where he's like, you can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. And his eyes are, like, glued open. It's clearly not his eyes. It's clearly, you know, video manipulated as he's speaking. You don't think if they've been able to hone that technology, and by the way, technology is probably not released to the public fully yet. You don't think if they're able to hone that, then they're not able to, you know, make a crowd look like a crowd? Frankie, last word on this.
Yeah, the last thing is just like, they've muddied these waters when they say AI now. It's been overused because the facts are, if you were using this terminology a year ago, for the past 20 years, it would be called, oh, somebody Photoshopped it. Somebody manually Photoshopped it. And that is true. It may have been manually Photoshopped. It's just that now they've put it together that Photoshopping is also AI. Instagram will flag you if you erase someone out of the background. They'll say this is AI. Even though you might be using Photoshop, it's still AI. So that's also throwing things up in the air. People are like, what is this AI? This is nonsense. Yeah. Still fake.
So it's called Photoshop. People have been using Photoshop for a while. So here is my case in point. This was Joe Biden right before they pulled him from the race. Now, again, how can you go from this, again, the most popular president in U.S. history, they told you 81 million votes, who's finally out there on the campaign trail. Oh, my goodness. He's finally out there, the most popular vote getter in U.S. presidential election history. He's out there. He's campaigning. You would think at least he would have, like, you know, a large percentage of the support from the 81 million. And now that there's no more COVID, they can come out and greet him. and that that would like carry over to the Kamala momentum, or like there'd be like a cord, there'd be like a, you know, a similarity between the two. This was Biden right before he took the exit. This was him in Nevada at a Latinos for Biden event. Roll, Frankie. Yeah, okay. So Biden and the poor girl just trying to eat her fajitas. And Biden standing over her and bugging out. So it's like, that was it. That was right before Joe Biden's medical emergency and they rushed him back. But that was Latinos for Biden. So it's such a fake campaign. It's such a phony campaign. It's so pathetic when right-wingers go, stop saying that it's AI. We're not helping our case when we say it. Stop it. Oh, Trump needs to change his strategy. I wish he would just focus on the policy. Not like what he's done for the last 9 years hasn't led to historic support. Winning in 2016 and then winning again in 2020, getting 10 more million more votes. Oh, but the way he does it now, he has to change because you're getting frazzled by these fake press clippings. This is how much you know the Democrats are down. This is how you know they're down. Because Donald Trump is simultaneously a threat to the democracy and his policies are so good they should be copied verbatim. Here's Kamala Harris in Nevada, where President Trump announced a policy position 4 months ago. Roll, Frank.
And eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
Oh, and you know the best thing is that the crowd cheers and chants. And it's like, I mean, everybody in that crowd, I mean, again, they're probably very low IQ. But everyone like with half a brain, if there were half a brain, if they really were like engaged, understood what was going on, they would at least have a collective pause and say, wait a minute. That's what Donald Trump has been saying literally on repeat ad nauseum. As much as he says, make America great again for the last 4 months, he's been saying no tax on tips for the last 4 months. It's literally like his credo. That'd be like if Kamala Harris said, we're going to make America great again. No tax on tips. Kamala says it, clapping seals clap, because they're clearly all paid to be there. Think about it. They were able to, stage and do things with January 6th. There was good people in the crowd. They were able to get the mail-in votes. They're able to do so many things. You don't think they're able to get people in the crowd for Kamala, obviously. Paid actors in that crowd. And this is the best thing, how phony you know Kamala, how phony you know she is. Here it is. So my question is this. If Kamala Harris supports no tax on tips, like she says, why doesn't she just do an executive order right now? If Kamala Harris really supports what President Trump says he's going to do when he gets back in office, and that's no tax on tips, and Kamala Harris actually means it. And when I mean it, I don't mean we're going to do a study, a three-year IRS feasibility study that's going to cost $10 million and enrich the lobbyists to produce, and then in 2.5 years, we're going to say it's not feasible, so then in 2.5 years, we're going to reduce the tax on tip rate by, 0.6% and call it reducing tax on tips, and that's actually the same thing as the Trump policy. No. Kamala Harris is the sitting vice president. She can do something about it right now. But you know what Kamala Harris does when she's in power? She votes to raise tax on tips. Kamala Harris voted to pass legislation allowing the IRS to track workers' tips so they can be taxed more. That's her record. Phony, lying, decrepit socialists aided by third world Kim Jong-un style state TV propaganda. And some Republicans and conservatives are falling for the bait and spiraling into hysteria all over again. We're winning, guys. Doesn't mean don't be vigilant. Doesn't mean don't keep the foot on the gas. But the circle, firing circle, the finger pointing, no. Do not buy it. Let's be real here. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
We're flying. I love it.
All right.
Power's on.
The power's out. The power's out, but the show is powered up. All right, guys, I want to tell you guys about our first sponsor of the broadcast today as we are here in the studio. And our first sponsor is our good friends that make this possible at Armor Colostrum. Guys, tryarmor.com/LFATV. Frankie, here you go.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. My skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Arma colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you wanna try it, try Arma.com.
All right. And please also make sure. And by the way, the Virgo on Fire. Hey, gotta go watch Crowder now, though. Never saw this show before, but seems good. Yeah, this show is, if you're comparing us and Crowder.
We treat our employees
well. Just watch us both for a week. Yeah, we treat our employees well. Just go look up the history of what Steven Crowder does on his own time versus Mike Crispy. And I'm not saying anything bad, but it's just like, two very different kind of people when it comes to like the reality of what we do, okay, off camera. So maybe you should judge who you watch on camera based on what they do off camera. But the Virgo on Fire, great to see you. Thank you for stopping in. We appreciate that. We hope you're a daily viewer in the future. The Virgo on Fire says, hey now. All right. Just kidding. I know all about the drama. All right. Come on. We're New Yorkers here, Virgo and Fire. Sorry, we pulled no punches. Guys, we appreciate everybody who's tuning in. We appreciate our next sponsor of the show, and those are our friends at BioOptimizers. Guys, please watch, please go to biooptimizers.com/LFA right now to get 10% off Magnesium Breakthrough. Chances are you're probably not sleeping well enough at night, and the reason for that is likely a deficiency in magnesium. Most Americans don't get it. Magnesium is found in certain foods and stuff like that in your diet. Most people don't get it, and the quickest, easiest way to get it and to get to better sleep is Magnesium Breakthrough from our friends at BioOptimizers. It's an all-natural magnesium supplement. You will sleep better. You will feel good. It will regulate your muscle recovery. It will regulate your sleep. It will get you into a nice sleep rhythm. And you will feel refreshed and have increased energy levels. Guys, go to biooptimizers.com/LFA to get 10% off your order. That's biooptimizers.com/LFA to get 10% off your order. Let's go. All right. And now, a word from our friends at the LFA TV store. Guys, head over to LFATV.us, LFATV.us right now to go get the latest gear, the latest and greatest from our good friends on over at the LFA TV store. You guys know the great Jeremy Harrell is dishing. He's back and better than ever with some amazing shirts and mugs and Rise Up coffee and products. So go get it today. Let's go. LFATV.us. Let's see what we got in the chat. Chat is chatting. Love the lighting that Frankie's got going on. Maybe Frankie should forget to pay the bills more often. Hey, Mike and Frankie are both looking spiffy today. Listen, we're looking spiffy. Conserva to Live says, why do you need to watch Crowder live? I always watch him after Bongino. Yeah, I mean, you should really watch Mike Crispy. I mean, Bongino is the man. So Mike Crispy and Bongino. Crowder, if you win, Crowder's not too bad. But it's just like, we do the real. We're the real. We're real, okay? So, and Bongino's real, too. So let's see what we got. We got CQ, good to see you. Business Professor, good to see you. Puzzy Mom says, remember, God is in control. Yeah, that's why the power's out in the entire office park where our studio is, but we're still on because God wants us on the air, baby. It's a fact. Ms. Mocha Powered, good to see you back. Let's go. The Virgo on Fire is just the best. Just chatting, chit-chatting with me back and forth. I like Bongino too. It's funny. All right, everyone in the chat, we appreciate you all very much. Vintage Lulagal says, love the red tie, Mike. This is actually what we call a hot pink variety. It is a hot, hot pink Vintage Lula.
Covering the
mic. So it's a hot pink polka dot variety. So, but we appreciate you. Good to see you. We got Barbara V. We got British Columbia, Canada. So we got what we call an international show today. An international show. Mike naturally speaks so fast. He could say Harris Walls so fast. It sounds like Harry Balls. Okay, Bugs Mom. amazing. We appreciate it. Bad Moon says, I watch LFA TV during the day and then Bongino at night. Listen, Bongino is the man. I love Bongino. He's phenomenal. All right, Frankie, I think we're ready to roll back into it.
I love it. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, we're talking about, obviously, the fake phony hysteria of the Kamala Harris hysteria, okay? And obviously, right now, I am reminding everybody today that when it comes down to brass tacks, when it comes down to what people really believe, what they know is a lie and what they know is fascism, what they know is socialism, people deep down know the jig is up. Black voters in this country know they've been taken for a ride. Working class white voters know the Democrat Party is more focused on DEI and giving money to illegals than it is on helping American citizens. The jig is up. And all you have to do is look to other countries that do not have a constitution. I always say this. Other countries that do not have a constitution that are protecting the fundamental core of what's left of this country. This country would have been undone so much faster if it wasn't for, one, the Second Amendment, our gun rights, and two, the Constitution as a whole, the judicial system, the checks and balances, and the way that our country was put together. We would be the UK right now. Now, we haven't covered it that much, but for those of you who are following this story, essentially, in summary, the UK right now is having massive riots, and they're having massive riots because migrants have turned into organized criminal gangs, purporting the most vile, vicious, subhuman violence on the everyday people in the community in the UK. I always say this, like, you have crime, like regular crime in, like, you know, New York or whatever, LA, robberies and burglaries and murders and fights. But usually you don't see, like, what I call migrant crime. It's a different classification. It's a more vile crime. It's on kids. It's raping little kids. It's killing little kids. It's doing things that are an affront where even criminals would say, that's a bridge too far. I know that's crazy, but just understand what I'm saying here. So people are starting to rise up against this, saying this is absurd. We need to do something about it. So they're taking to the streets and they're protesting. And people are fighting back, and the police force, the Gestapo force, just like during COVID, is out there quelling people who just want to take their cities back. And this is where we're at right now. The UK government doing this. This is what Harris Walls supports. Is this the country that the moderates believe that they're going to get when they vote for Kamala Harris? No, it's all a lie. All you have to do is look at this and know that this is where we'd be headed under these socialists. Roll, Frankie.
Now, and a woman has been arrested by Cheshire Police in relation to an inaccurate information on social media about the attacker in the Southport murders. It says a 55-year-old woman from near Chester was arrested earlier today, Thursday the 8th, of course, on suspicion of publishing written material to stir up racial hatred and false communications. She is currently being held in police custody. Chief Superintendent Alison Ross has also made a statement saying that this is in relation to a post which has been fueled by malicious and the protest rather has been fueled by malicious and inaccurate communications online. It is a stark reminder of the dangers of posting information on social media platforms without checking the accuracy. It's also a warning that we are all accountable for our actions.
The accuracy, and it is a warning to others that they will be held accountable. Remember how wrong the people who claim that they're holding those accountable who put the misinformation out there. Remember how wrong they were during COVID? Remember how they now admit quietly that they were wrong? So those people who have an unbelievably poor track record are now the ones who are regulating the misinformation spread about people talking about vile, violent, illegal migrant crime. Now they're going to arrest you for it. The UK said, think before you post. That's what they put on X. They said, think before you post in response to this. That's like a third world veiled threat. Anybody who has any pride in the concept of freedom would read that and go, that is some dystopian bullshit. Let me tell you, that is some scary stuff. The government saying, think before you post. Kind of reminds me, Frankie, during the COVID times of when, like, you know, the blue state governors would be rounding up people who would go to church services and stuff like that. It's, well, you should have thought before you went to church. And in response to that, Elon Musk banned, like, the UK off of Twitter, which is really funny. X. Now, this is the story that is giant for the campaign tonight that will shake up the race, I believe, that will lead President Trump back to seizing the narrative fully, where even the weak-stomached MAGA Republicans will come back on board like they should. And that is President Trump back on X. Tonight, PSA, tell your friends, tell your husbands, tell your wives, tell your children, tell your grandchildren, tell them all that Trump is back on X tonight. I don't think it's a flyby. I don't think it's just a post and he's disappearing. I think this marks his return. People have talked about, well, you know, the Truth Social deal and all that. To my understanding, that is expired. He's allowed to post back again on X. He's allowed to be back on X. I believe like that exclusivity has ran out. And I think now, as long as he's posting a certain amount on Truth and X, I think he's free to go. So he's got tons of campaign staff and he's raising all this money. Just have a staffer repeat what he posts on Truth on X and vice versa. And you're fine. And he's good. And he will get his message out to hundreds of millions of people. And I've learned this from, you know, going, I guess you could call viral on X in the last couple of weeks with my Italian-American thing. X is like where all the news starts. I'm telling you, assignment editors are lazy. Even the left-wing media gets things from X because they don't do independent research anymore or that kind of stuff. They just kind of like go with what they see on X. Like they're intellectually lazy, the left-wing reporters. So like I always have left-wing reporters reaching out to me and stuff whenever my posts go viral because they get the press cycle from X. The spin of Kamala Harris's fake rise has been boosted on X. And I'm telling you, Frankie and I were on the fence about Elon Musk. I'm super pro Elon Musk now because I've seen the way Instagram is clamped down on my stuff. I'm not going to make this about me, and I don't cry shadow ban censorship, but literally posts that used to get hundreds of thousands, millions of views on my stuff that would have thousands of likes on a post now get a couple hundred likes if I'm lucky. And I had a video I posted yesterday about Kamala stealing the Democrat nomination. Got zero likes in an hour. How's that even possible? I have 35,000 organic real followers. You're telling me you got zero likes? Doesn't even make sense. This will change the race. I believe, and I've been told, and I'm hearing, that this signals the return of Trump back on X. And we need that. We need that. He can now cut through the narrative. He will get the fair shake. He could post his videos there. They will get reposted. Elon will repost them. Elon has endorsed them. Many of the big X accounts that belong to people who've traditionally been on the fence. Okay, the big titans of business. Okay, David Sachs, Bill Ackman. Like these people have turned to Trump. So this is huge. It's 8 o'clock tonight. Trump doing an interview with Elon Musk back on X. And I think it's particularly important because these are the people right now who flood the replies on X. We need to dominate every sphere from them. Now, it's not just about social media. It's about doing things on the ground and getting out there and doing the work. Yes. And people are all saying Trump doesn't have a ground game at all. Yes, he does. Go look at James Blair's X account and he posts the reality of what's going on with the ground game in the swing states. I know that there's work being done on the ground. But when people freak out collectively, that's when like all these rumors fly and stuff like that. This is the people. These are the people who are pushing out the fake narrative that we are reclaiming territory from when we take back X tonight with President Trump. The freak leftist puffy liberal women voters. Roll it, Frankie.
We're gonna win. We're gonna win. Exactly. I mean, not to be, you know, cocky, but I'm optimistic.
I've always been a supporter of you know, she's a woman, and she's black, and she'll be the first president candidate that I think she will win. And I, and like I said, I'm, you know, I'm all about equal access and equal women health choice.
It's bad. You're gonna win. I'm for, because it's all about equal women and equal access. And she's a black woman. I mean, we rolled this last week on a different show, and then we're gonna roll it in a show that we play in the future about, like, you know, Kamala's support. But it's like this is not the majority of people. This is a loud minority, not Kevin Smith's. Okay, this is a loud minority of people, freaks, who are saying elect a socialist because she is a black woman. Ooh, amazing. I'm telling you guys, this is what President Trump posted this, and this is like part of the thing that is like, you know, getting the, you know, the people need to pay attention to. I'm doing really well in all the in the presidential race, leading in almost all the real polls. And despite the Democrats unprecedentedly changing their primary winning candidate, Sleepy Joe Biden, mainstream with the candidate Kamala Harris, who failed to even get a single primary vote, and was one of the first out of the 15 Democrat candidates to quit the race, I did great in 2016 and won, did much better in 2020. In But this, in 2024, in this, my best campaign thus far, it is his best campaign thus far, the most enthusiasm, my team is doing a great job despite the constant eight-year obstacle of dealing with the fake news and low self-esteem leakers. We are going to win big and take the country back. That is the message that we need out there on X that we need repeated. The left-wing freaks like those people go, oh, Trump's breaking down. They go like this. Oh, we finally got him. He's freaking out. He's got leakers in his camp. Oh, he's breaking down about it. This is literally how Trump has posted for 9 years. And it's proven at this point for a nine-year cross-section case study that people respond to that messaging with, it's authentic and it's real. And the guy's genuinely trying to do the right thing, despite bad people around him. Chavez. But I'm going to vote for him because he's trying to do the right thing. Not one man could change an entire swamp bureaucracy, but at least he's trying. I'm going to vote for Trump. Speaking of a swamp bureaucracy, you know what else is very bizarre, Frankie? Is not only the fake, phony, jam it down your throat, Kamala Harris is now a real candidate, normalizing the fact that also she has this surge of crowd and support. Oh, that's nonsense. But also normalizing the coup against Biden. This is what they expect the public to buy. The real public, not the Kamala Harris cat ladies who are going, we're going to win. She's a black woman. But like people looking at this and going, wait a minute. Why are we having a state TV style sit down interview where Biden is like got a gun to the back of his head and is forced to talk normally about a coup against him being overthrown? It's like, how many millions of dollars do you pay to go sit in front of this camera and read these lines? Frankie, how staged is this? Okay, we're going to roll it. Just laugh along. And, oh, it was a very hard thing for you to do. Just roll this. Why are we normalizing a coup? It's not how constitutional republics and democracies work. Roll, Frankie.
Let's begin with your decision. You're at your home, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, late July with your family, and you make this historic decision. Tell me the story.
Look, the polls we had showed that it was neck and neck race. Would have been down the wire. But what happened was a number of my Democratic colleagues in the House and Senate thought that I was going to hurt them in the races. And I was concerned if I stayed in the race, that would be the topic. You'd be interviewing me about why did Nancy Pelosi say, why did so, and I thought it'd be a real distraction, number one. Number two, when I ran the first time, I thought of myself as being a transition president. I can't even say how old I am. It's hard for me to get out of my mouth. And
as old as he is, he then fly.
So quickly, it didn't happen.
All right, there you go. Oh, yeah. So, Frank, he's been such... So, all of a sudden, 7 weeks ago, he still had a lot of work to do. But 4 weeks ago, he realized his transitional phase was over.
Yeah. Joke.
And then he throws Nancy Pelosi in there. This is Nancy Pelosi and Jen Psaki doing literal propaganda here, talking about Tim Walz's stolen valor. Again, the general public is not going to buy liberal freak Jen Psaki and freak show Nancy Pelosi dismissing the concept of something very serious, and that is stolen valor. They're not going to stand for this. They're not standing for it. Don't buy it. Roll it.
I'm just curious, even though these are baloney charges, yeah, absurd on a man who served in the National Guard, should they be punching back at this?
Dismiss it, because if people lie as they are lying, and you hear the lie enough times, it sort of becomes some kind of accepted in their in their group, and so you have to say no, that didn't happen. Like they're criticizing him about Minneapolis, and the president praised him, and we have it on tape. Yeah, praised him.
Okay, Frankie, you know why that's so amazing? One, Jim Psaki dismisses it and does literal Biden White House press secretary cover up spin. She's supposed to be a journalist. And two, Pelosi goes, if you repeat the lie enough, it will be believed. It's the whole Harris campaign. And this is the concept of stolen valor. This is what they do. When they correct their lie, when they're dead to rights, they go, we misspoke. Walz misspoke in a 2018 reference to weapons of war, that he carried a weapon in war. So the Harris campaign said he misspoke. He literally represented himself serving in Afghanistan. He thought Bagram Air Base was in Iraq and said he was there. He said he was in Operation, Preserving Freedom. I forget what it is. I'm sorry. But he said he Enduring Freedom. That's what he said. He said he was there, did that. He said it 60 times on camera or in print. But he misspoke. Misspoke means we caught you in the lie. Listen to Nancy Pelosi when she speaks. That old bat still has all the tricks up her sleeve, and she's telling us what's going on. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
That's a joke.
Unreal.
Not a comedy.
All right, everybody. We are doing great today. It's a great show. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank our sponsors, and our next sponsor of this broadcast today are our friends on over at OFP Farms. Guys, are you tired of the dry, disgusting, chemical-laden soaps out there? I'm talking the disgusting ones, the ones that are hurting you. Well, then give my friends and over at OFP Farms a try, guys. Give them a try. They are producing quality goat milk products for everyday use from their farm in California. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all natural pain relief products, and beard products. Smells amazing, feels amazing on your skin. That is because goat milk is packed with natural essential vitamins that help nourish and replenish your skin and promote the regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals that you're exposed to, and the elements in general. OFP Farms creates, produces, and ships it directly from their family farm. Their products are made in small batches, so it maintains the quality, okay? Ditch the woke brands that are funding the opposition and go with a small family farm with people who produce it that watch this show every single day, people that want to fund Frankie's future children to go to college, okay? That's OFPFarms.com. Use promo code CRISPY for 15% off. They got the We the People line. It's beautiful. Okay, they got beautiful artwork on the packaging. You get it in, you smell great. People are telling me I smell great and I feel great. Okay, and the packaging is beautiful. It's got the Trump stuff on it. You can see it on the screen. So, guys, what an amazing company. If you're using the commercialized chemical soap, just remember, soap you put on your body every day, your body's like a sponge. The pores it goes in, it affects your overall health. So, healthy, OFP Farms. And remember, these people watch the show every single day. They watch the show every single day. Denise at OFP Farms, they're in the chat every day. So support them, OFPFarms.com. Make sure you use promo code CRISPY for 15% off. It's a lot of promo codes, but if you want to pay, Frankie's about to get married, okay? And he's going to be having kids like 2 minutes after that. So if you want to support Frankie's Children's College Fund, you have to use promo code CRISPY at checkout. That's the promo code. Right, Frankie?
That's it. And listen, my own fiance, I swear on my life, she gets out of the shower the other day and she walks up to me. She goes, I will personally be a spokesperson for OFP Farms. I said, I wish you weren't in a towel because I'd be filming you right now for an ad. She was like, I don't even have to put on moisturizer anymore. The soap's got it. I feel amazing. I smell it. I swear.
Let's go. Let's go. I love it. So, Sabrina, I do want Sabrina to do an ad that we could run for that. That would be, you know, that would be next level. We'd sell it out. OFP would be like, it'd be like milking the goats 10 times as fast because the supply would be. So, all right, guys, thank you, OFP Farms, and promo code CRISPY. And please make sure you also check out our friends over at goldwithcrispy.com, goldwithcrispy.com. Guys, Genesis Gold Group, they've been just amazing partners. Make sure you go there right now. And also crispybar.com from Genesis Gold Group as well. Here's the deal. You guys know the value of the dollar right now is evaporating in real time. They're doing it on purpose. It is a hidden tax. It is inflation. Look at inflation and the value of the paper dollar over the last 50 years. It is a joke. It is a scam. We're headed for Venezuela bucks. Here is what the store of value has been over the last 50 years, the test of time. Gold, okay? We used to have a gold standard, and a lot of countries around the world backed their currencies by gold. A lot of countries around the world and treasuries back their assets with gold. Gold is the store of value. Gold is a commodity. Gold is an asset. You have your stuff invested in some 401k fund. Invest a percentage of your assets in gold and silver today. Gold and silver are at 10-year highs, and they're only continuing to go up, okay? So, guys, how do you get in on this? How do you get in on it, and how do you diversify your money? That is why the rich people aren't worrying right now, the elites, because they got their stuff diversified, and they got a lot of money in gold and silver. Here is where you must go. Genesis Gold Group, goldwithcrispy.com. Okay, goldwithcrispy.com is where Mike Lindell, okay, gets his gold, Genesis Gold Group. He can work with any gold company. He chooses Genesis Gold Group at goldwithcrispy.com. And he chooses them because they're faith-based folks. They have the lowest fees and no hidden rates or any of that nonsense, okay? They're just good people, smart people, and they will get you started today. Goldwithcrispy.com. Fill out the form on the screen. A member of the team will get in touch with you, and you get a free gold IRA and 401k guide. no obligation. You'll get it. They'll walk you through it. They're amazing. And if you just want to buy bars of gold, okay, like this, or silver, just want to buy it. You just want to own it. Put it in your safe. Own the pieces. Oh, fumble. Okay, look at that. That's pretty good. Go to Gold with Crispy. Crispybar.com. Crispybar.com. Yeah, that thing's heavy. That thing's serious. Okay, and it comes in a nice plastic casing to protect it. Every single one. Crispybar.com. Go there today. All right, Frankie. Let's get back into the chat. Let's see what we're doing.
I love it.
What we got? Robbie Sunshine. Good to see you, Robbie. Cliff Diver 97. Good to see you. Alex Ann. What is going on? Bad Moon. We got any good comments? We got any good guys? Make sure you rumble and share. Okay, make sure you rumble and share. And make sure you guys are, you know, subscribed also to rumble.com/crispy, where we're also pumping the shows out at nighttime. Heels Gal says, watching daily from North Carolina. Great show, Mike and Frankie. When you say Heels Gal, I project that you mean Tar Heels, like the Carolina Tar Heels. Fun fact, Mike Crispy played them in college football in 2012. I was a long snapper for the Elon University football team, and we played the UNC Tar Heels. We got our asses kicked, but we punted the ball so many times, and I'm a long snapper, so if you know football, you know I was on the field a lot. So I was like the star of the show that day. It was like 15 perfect punt long snaps, okay? We were punting the ball a lot. So that's what I was back in the day. Before Mike Crispy was a broadcaster, I was a college football long snapper, okay? Pretty amazing. So we love it. We appreciate everybody, and we thank you all very much for your support. Make sure you guys are rumbling and sharing. And without further ado, people are saying, I totally missed. When is the interview? 8 o'clock tonight Eastern on X. Let's go on Donald at Real Donald Trump X page. I'll obviously post the links to it on my X page. I've actually changed my X username. Frankie, we got to start putting that as lower third bar. X.com/MikeCrispy. I got it. Elon Musk, our boy, he purged dormant accounts, and I wanted to be at MikeCrispy on X for the longest time, but it was taken by some stupid bot or something. Elon purged it. I changed my handle from Mike Crispy NJ to Mike Crispy. So I'm getting re-verified right now. But I got Mike Crispy, x.com/MikeCrispy. How badass is that? Okay. And I just hit 30,000 followers there because I'm not censored. So let's get back into it, Frank.
Boom. I love it. I love this chat now. You know, you guys don't realize this, but Rumble updated. Now what you see on our live stream, the delay is only 6 seconds. So you see us live. And I love it. It's easy to make conversation because there's no delay. Ooh. We're on in. Five.
True.
Yeah.
You're right, Frankie. It's great. That's a producer point right there.
I don't mess around.
We call the producer Eagle Eye right there.
Eagle Eye. On in. Five, four, three, two, one.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, you guys know that we have been on Tim Walz from the moment that this phony socialist was announced as the VP pick. Obviously, we, meaning myself and the Italian-American Civil Rights League, which Frankie is a member of, we have made an impact on the race. And when the history books write about the 2024 race, no exaggeration, they will say that Tim Walz was dubbed an enemy of Italian-Americans. That is because millions of people saw what we said about him, saw the way this guy supported Indigenous Peoples Day over Columbus Day. And I said it on Newsmax on Friday night. It's a fundamental choice. You either have people who want to preserve our country and our heritage and keep calling it Columbus Day, or you want people who want to whitewash our history completely and wash it away and call it Indigenous Peoples and do all this. It's like a fundamental thing if you support one thing or the other. I got to tell you, I was at an Italian festival this weekend in East Harlem. And East Harlem was the original Little Italy. And people were coming up to me who read the New York Post, okay, who saw the stories on, like, the Italian blogs and all this. So Tim Walz is losing votes in, you know, we'll call it working class, union class, traditional Democrat, you know, Italian-American folks who are now understanding what's going on. If nothing woke them up before, that woke them up. Italian-Americans love Trump. I will tell you that from being at the feast this weekend. It was the Giglio Feast, it's called. But it's not only Tim Walz being anti-Italian-American. It's also him and his stolen valor, which continues to be downplayed by people who wouldn't even give their pinky finger for this country or their pinky nail for this country. Tim Walz is a phony, disgusting fraud. And Tim Walz, battalion commander himself, came out. Now, the last clip we rolled in the last segment was Jen Psaki, again, who's supposed to be a real journalist on a major network, saying it's unfounded, it's totally right-wing made up. Nancy Pelosi says, just dismiss it if it's fake. They keep repeating the lie. So now it's not only stolen valor and fake news saying it's a lie, but it's now dismissing a real man who served this country, Tim Walz, battalion commander, who put out a post himself saying, and I'm going to read this to you, feeling a need to say this, I do not regret that Tim Walz retired early from the Minnesota Army National Guard, did not complete the Sergeant Major Academy, broke his enlistment contract, or did not successfully complete any assignment as a Sergeant Major. Unwittingly, he got out of the way for better leadership. Thomas Bernhards was the right leader at the right time. He sacrificed to answer the call, leaving his family, business, and farming partner, brother, to train, lead, and care for soldiers. He earned the privilege of being called Command Sergeant Major. Like a great leader, he ran towards and not away from the guns. I have no opinion of Mr. Walz's decision to leave service at the time he did. It was his right to retire early. I have no criticism of his service as an E7 and E8 in the MNARNG. By all accounts and on the record, he was competent chief of firing battery, gunnery sergeant, and first sergeant. I cannot say the same of his service sitting frocked in the CSM chair. He did not earn the rank or successfully complete any assignment as an E9. It is an affront to the non-commissioned officer corps that he continues to glom onto the title. I can sit in the cockpit of an airplane. It does not make me a pilot. Similarly, when the demands of service and leadership are at their highest level and got real, he chose another path. That is the least political condemnation and reality of what we're dealing with. Democrats want to dismiss it as fake and phony, and the Nancy Pelosi and Jen Psaki want to lecture real people. That is the most politically correct way of saying that this man is absolutely stolen valor and he's a phony and a fraud. He repeated, Nancy Pelosi repeated that he served in Afghanistan in unearthed footage. He's repeated it ad nauseum. He said he fired weapons of war on his campaign trail for Congress. He's a lying, disgusting phony. And he did the bare minimum so he can use it to get to where he is and push his socialist beliefs on the country. It's disgusting. We will not let go. And I'm telling you, people are saying that he might drop out. I don't know if I want him to. I want him to stay at this point. My mom's yelling at me. My mom's like, we need Tim Walz to stay. I agree. We want Tim Walz to stay because he's so disgusting. But I don't know if he does stay until the convention at this point because it's such a disgusting lie. Well, for the record, I'm hoping he stays because he's a disgusting socialist. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show with a pretty wild story. Do not go anywhere.
All right, let's go. All
right, Frankie, the power. No power on, but we got no problems. All right, guys, I want to tell you about our last sponsors of this broadcast today. And our last sponsors of this broadcast today are our friends on over at iTarget Pro First. Because, listen, I heard Tim Walz shot an iTarget Pro once and then claimed that he shot in war. So if you shoot the iTarget Pro, you've officially done more handling of a firearm and training with a firearm than Tim Walz. That's what they say. Guys, you need an iTarget Pro right now. iTarget Pro is a laser firearm home training system. It is the easiest, most efficient, and most affordable way to practice with your firearm in your home to exercise your Second Amendment rights, especially now with such uncertain times. They are cracking down on the Second Amendment. They want to ban your guns. They want to, Kamala Harris wants to do a buyback program. It's disgusting. So guys, you need to be able to maintain your Second Amendment rights and maintain your ability to shoot straight. You know what they do when they stay in power and they want to ban guns? They jack the price of ammo through the roof. And I'm telling you, as the election season approaches, they will jack the price of ammo around globally. So you need to preserve your ammo and you need an iTarget Pro. You need one. So affordable, and you get 10% off with promo code CRISPY. My father trains in it. Guys, it's a laser bolt that's loaded into the chamber of your firearm, and you're able to dry fire into the target or into the cubes that you can set up tactically around your home and train with your gun. Train for accuracy, precision, and speed, and track it and document it with the app. It's so easy to use. It synchronizes. It's better than going to the gun range because you're saving your ammo for when you need it. And I'm telling you, you might need it now more than ever. iTargetPro.com, promo code CRISPY. Go shop today. Amazing partners in this broadcast. Let's go. And now a word from our final sponsor, last but not least, Collect45.com. Guys, head over to Collect45.com right now and use promo code Crispy for 20% off your order. Guys, Collect45 is amazing because they're selling such cool gifts, okay? These are amazing gifts. These are amazing mementos in history. They are the 45th and the 47th series that commemorate President Trump's most historic moments in this 9-year political run that we have shared together. They got the 45th series, they got the 47th series. Now, you guys know they're trying to wipe away history. So forever memorialize history. Have a display in your home like Frankie and I do in our studio. Guys, real gold, real silver, and real copper coins that tell the story of President Trump. And right now, you could pre-order the Fight, Fight, Fight coin. It's literally almost out of stock. You can order it right now, and you can get it today. Trump survives, Fight, Fight, Fight coin, gold, silver, copper coins that have value. You guys know they have value. So gold, silver, copper coins that have value, use promo code Crispy for 20% off your order, and you can shop that coin and so many other amazing ones. Be like the hundreds of people who watch the show who have bought these coins. They make amazing gifts, an amazing collectible item, and again, they have value because, again, real gold, real silver, real copper. So you're literally, you know, making money by getting these. I mean, let's say that. It is not financial advice, disclaimer. But go get it today. Collect45.com, promo code Crispy. Frankie, let's roll right back into it.
Rolling on in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, I want to end the show with a note and an update on the Secret Service. Obviously, we have covered the Secret Service over the last number of weeks since the tragic Butler, Pennsylvania turn of events. And we've been monitoring the Secret Service saying, will there be any improvements whatsoever? Will there be any accountability whatsoever? By the way, I heard the special agent in charge was a female DEI hire who has been the subject of many complaints in the Pittsburgh field office of the FBI or the Secret Service. I hear there's a lot of malfeasance going on, but this is something that we had to expose. Frank, you can just roll this as I'm talking here. This is what the Secret Service was up to over the last couple of days. The Secret Service has apologized after placing tape over cameras before breaking into a Massachusetts salon to use the bathroom before a Kamala Harris fundraiser. The Secret Service had since communicated with the affected business owner. We hold these relationships to the highest regard and our personnel would not enter or instruct our partner center, a business, without the owner's permission. Essentially, the Secret Service now acting, again, in the wake of them almost allowing President Trump to be killed, acting above the law, saying, we're at a Kamala Harris event. Again, leadership, the fish rots from the head. They got Kamala Harris there. The Secret Service agents, okay, who are proven to be DEI leftists. We know the Secret Service is run by leftists at this point. They covered up the cocaine at the White House. They put duct tape over the hidden cameras so they could go in and use the bathroom at a Kamala Harris event, because I guess they couldn't use the bathroom in the house where the event was taking place, the fundraiser or whatever. So they go into a local salon, they break into it because they can. What is this? What are your property rights in this country? Is this North Korea? Is this Africa, the Congo, and the king is in town? They think they're above the law. They put the duct tape over, they go in and use the bathroom. It's disgusting. It is so disgusting how these leftists think. There you go. That's a small moment, but an important moment. We're going to keep monitoring the Secret Service. President Trump will clean that up when he gets back in. That's all the Department of Homeland Security. That's Alejandro Mayorkas on down. We know what a whack job he is. Okay, guys, that's about all the time that we have in the program today. You guys know what we do in the show. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. You better believe we are just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you back live tomorrow.